back at work.
Just in time. Pull up a seat.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Mom.
This is dinner? Pizza and French fries? What is this, a bowling alley?
Well, he's not allowed any carbs at your ex-husband's house, so we're lobbying for his affection.
Really? No carbs?
Candace makes us eat sandwiches wrapped in lettuce. I'm sorry, but that's not a sandwich.
Aw, oh, poor guy. Remind me to slip a dozen bagels in his overnight bag before he goes back there.
No pumpernickel.
So, what else is going on? How was your week?
Fine. Mostly stayed in my room and played Call of Duty.
I thought Candace didn't let you play violent video games.
She didn't notice. She's too busy fighting with Dad.
Really? What about?
Pretty much everything Dad does.
Did you hear anything specific?
No. I put on my headset and just focused on killing Nazi zombies.
And the grateful nation thanks you.
Roscoe, if your dad and Candace fighting is stressing you out, I need to know.
I'm okay. When I need to relax, I just jump into the jacuzzi. Really takes you away.
Love you, sweetie. Sweet dreams.
Love you too, Mom.
If I make him pancakes for breakfast, he'll be mine forever.
Did you get any more dirt on the unhappy couple?
Only that Baxter spends a lot of nights in the guest room.
Only? That's huge.
I know. I'm trying to feel bad about it, but my face keeps doing this.
Might be time to reconsider Baxter having shared custody.
Yeah, if my son's gonna be in a toxic environment, he might as well live with us.
We may be crazy, but we can eat toast.
Not tomorrow, we're having pancakes.
I don't want to oversell it, but Car and Driver called this baby the Korean Maserati.
Baxter?
Hang on. Feel free to sit inside. There's 11 cup holders. See if you can find them all. Hey, this is a nice surprise. Looking for an economy car that J.D. Power calls surprisingly acceptable?
No, actually, I need to talk to you about our son.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. We just need to talk.
Okay, my manager's watching. Do you mind if I pretend you're a customer?
If you don't mind me pretending I have enough money to buy a car, sure.
Step right in, ma'am. Good news. You can drive this beauty off the lot, no money down, no payments for a year. How do we do it? We're crazy as hell. So, what's up?
Well, last night, Roscoe mentioned that there's a lot of tension in your house.
Oh, damn.
He's feeling it, Baxter, and I'm a little worried about him.
I'm sorry. I bought him noise-canceling headphones, but they don't cancel Candace.
Would it be better if he stayed with me until things calm down?
Probably.
Not that it's any of my business, but what's going on?
I don't know. The closer we get to the wedding, the more we fight. It's over everything. The band, the guest list. You're not invited, by the way.
You suggested inviting your ex-wife?
Yeah, and she threw a Slim Fast at me. Which, even though it's only 190 calories, still hurts.
Don't tell me she's dieting to fit into the wedding dress.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Unless, you know, she gets trapped in a mine for a month.
Baxter, all brides are stressed out.
You weren't.
I was tripping on mushrooms. I thought I was marrying the Cowardly Lion.
You kinda were. Man, I didn't know how good I had it when I was married to you.
That's really sweet. Thanks. And if you ever want to get out of this wedding, just say that to Candace.
We did have some good times, you and me.
Yeah, we really did. So, are you going to be all right?
I guess.
I hope you know I want you to be happy.
It's too late to be happy. The wedding invitations have already gone out. I'm doomed!
He just can't believe the savings!
Oh, and get this. Candace made him wax all the hair off his body because he sheds on her expensive sheets.
All the hair? He must look like a 200-pound baby.
It just ticks me off because she doesn't accept him the way he is.
Isn't that our job as women, to reject a man as he is and call it love?
Yeah, well, I just don't like seeing him get pushed around.
Hold on, is this the same Baxter I've heard you bitch about at every single meeting?
Hey, the only person I bitch about at every single meeting is her.
You are obsessed with me.
And he's not the same Baxter. He has changed.
Was it just me, or does she have a lady stiffy for her ex?
Lady stiffy? Oh. Ugh. But yes, I agree.
Wendy, what do you think?
Swing.
You're all crazy. I spent years with that guy watching him get high and fail at selling pot because he was too paranoid to answer the door.
Yeah, but he's all cleaned up now. He's got a good job, bright future, and without hair, probably moves pretty quick through the water.
Christy, all kidding aside, do you still have feelings for this man?
Yeah, do you?
Oh, my God, you have to think about it?
No, I don't.
Then what was the pause?
That was a normal pre-sentence pause.
No, it wasn't.
That's not fair. Your pause was way longer than my pause.
You still haven't answered the question.
I have no feelings for him.
Okay, you answered that weirdly fast.
I did.
Too fast.
Swing!
Oh, your skin is so smooth. It's like having sex with a dolphin.
Did you guys not hear the timer?
Told ya! Yeah, she still has feelings for him.
Not a single hair.
Want to talk about it?
You're Hurley.
Sorry, Roscoe ready?
No, he's on a bike ride with my mom.
Oh, okay if I hang out?
Sure. You want a cup of coffee?
Thanks. So caffeine's like the only drug you have left, right?
No, I had a cold on New Year's Eve and got to huff a little vapor rub.
Nice. Man, you and me had some crazy New Year's Eves.
And New Year's Days, checking all the hospitals and jails, trying to find each other.
You were always in the last place I looked.
So, what's going on with the honeymoon? You make any plans?
2 weeks in Italy.
Ooh, that'll be fun with no carbs.
That's the least of it. Candace doesn't want us speaking English while we're there, so we don't come off like stupid American tourists.
But you don't speak Italian.
And there's the problemo. Thanks. So, what's going on in your life? Seeing anybody?
No, not really. There's a guy in my pre-law class who always saves a seat for me, so I guess we'll see where that goes. Ah. He's 19, so it might be more of a mom thing.
A hot mom thing?
Well, stop.
We're back!
In the kitchen!
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
Well, well, look who's here. Good to see you, Baxter.
Good to see you, too. How's it going?
Not bad. You?
Good, good.
Been here long?
A few minutes.
That checks out.
Would you like a cup without Sherlock Holmes's finger in it?
Nah, we gotta get going. Our movie's at 2.
Mom, why don't you come with us?
Oh, no, this is time you spend with your dad.
I don't mind. Come on, Christy, it'll be fun.
Sure, I don't see why not.
I do.
I'm just gonna need a minute. Meet you at the car?
Great, let's go, buddy.
This is cool. I've never gone to the movies with both of you.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't make a big deal about this.
She said as she applies slightly whorish lipstick.
This is your lipstick. And I'm not going because of Baxter. I'm going to spend time with my son.
The lies fell from Christie's lips like cherry blossoms in the springtime.
Stop narrating my life.
And with those words, she was gone.
Oh, man, I'm a sugar. Me too. Candace thinks fruit is dessert.
Sometimes cheese.
Well, every once in a while is not going to hurt you.
Just don't tell Candace about this.
I know. Think I'm looking for trouble?
And probably don't mention that I'm here.
I'm smarter than I look, Mom.
How's the happy family doing here?
Actually, we're not. I mean, we were, but now we're not.
But we are happy.
In our individual homes.
Good for you.
I gotta take a squirt.
A squirt? Where'd he get that?
For me. I don't want him getting beat up at school because he's got to go tinkle.
That's smart. Thanks again for letting me tag along today. This has been really fun.
Yeah, it has. Do you ever wonder what it would be like if we met now instead of back then?
You mean with me sober and you with your life together?
Yeah.
Maybe it's crossed my mind once or twice.
Me too.
Too bad we messed it up.
A friend of mine once told me that sometimes you gotta mess it up the first time to get it right the second time. He was talking about cutting cocaine with baby laxative. But it kind of applies to relationships, too.
Baxter, do you think maybe we're having this conversation because you're getting cold feet about the wedding?
Maybe. Or maybe we're having this conversation because we're supposed to be having this conversation.
So what's next on the agenda?
Hi, Christy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Christy.
So the last time I shared, I may have been in a teensy bit of denial about my ex.
Oh.
Nothing happened. We just went out to the movies and for some ice cream.
Oh.
With our son.
Aww.
I'm just gonna pretend I don't hear you. Anyway, I've got a dilemma, especially if Baxter ends up breaking off his engagement, which I think he might do.
Ooh.
Oh, grow up.
The truth is, I think I have feelings for the man. I mean, he's nothing like he used to be. He's kind of a Baxter 2.0 now. Whatever awful things I might want to say about his fiance, she did nag a lot of the bugs right out of him. Of course, I've also changed a lot. So maybe two new, improved people could make it work this time. Okay. Thanks for your support.
Now you grow up.
Well, you're not gonna say anything?
I will. I'm just trying to choose my words carefully, you idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
You said it yourself. Candace is the reason you like Baxter now.
No, that is not what I said.
It's exactly what you said. When he was with you, he was a mess. She cleaned him up. What do you think's gonna happen if you get back together?
We'll live happily ever after.
Give it a week before he's unemployed, smoking pot, and you're all living in a van full of back hair.
You're wrong. You weren't there when we took Roscoe out for the day and we're a family again.
Oh, and that's another thing. What about Roscoe? If you try and get back together with Baxter and it blows up, what happens to him?
Man, if this isn't an advertisement for taking the bus, I don't know what is. What the hell is that?
marry me again. You know we're both feeling it. Let's just do it.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
How much weed did you smoke?
I didn't smoke anything.
Baxter.
A little bit.
Baxter.
A normal weeknight amount.
Baxter.
Why do you keep saying my name? It's freaking me out.
Come inside and keep it down. Roscoe's sleeping.
Right, right, right. So what do you say?
I say my mom is right. I'm an idiot.
Why? What'd you do?
I thought you changed.
I did, but with you, I can change back. I can be my old self.
Yeah, but you see, there's the problem. Your old self kind of sucks.
Well, that's hurtful.
Please tell me you didn't break up with Candace.
Oh, no, I wanted to see how it went with you first.
Oh, my God, you're such a jerk. Listen to me, you need to go home and sleep it off.
But what about our love?
Our love is asleep in the other room. Now get out of here.
Okay. But just so we're clear, once I walk out this door, that's it. I'm gonna marry,
Candace.
Candace. And then there's no going back. You and I are done.
Oh, sweetie, that's not the threat you think it is.
Okay, understood. You don't have to tell me twice. Oh, come on, guys like me don't come along every day.
Good night.
Good night, pal.
And because she listened to the words of wisdom from her saintly, but still doable mother, Christy made the right decision. The end.
Last chance.
Where is the train station? Dove la stazione?
Dove la stazione?
I'll have the fish. Vorrei il pesce, per favore.
I don't need this one. I'm not gonna order fish.
What time is the opera? A che ora comincia l'opera?
Oh, come on, Italian guy. How do I ask for weed?